بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin inshallah today discussing the chapter that deals with Zakat al-Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr. And this is a special payment that is paid to the poor at the end of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ described it as a means of purification. And it is also considered to be given something to the poor so that they would not feel sad on the day of Eid. It would at least be a sort of compensation to them on the day of Eid because they do not have enough money to be happy. They do not have enough money to buy clothes. So Islam instructed us to be with them and to give them something so that at least on the day of Eid, they don't beg people for anything, especially for food. And we have Hadith 175. Who will read it to us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined payment of Sadaqatul Fitr, or he said, Ramadan, on male and female, and on free and slave Muslims, one sa' of dates, or one sa' of barley. The people gave half a sa' of wheat every young and old individual. In another narration, to be given before the people go to the Eid prayer.
In this hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he called it Sadaqatul Fitri or of Ramadan. Sadaqat Ramadan, which indicates that it's to be given only in Ramadan. And the one who mandated it, the one who had enjoined this payment, is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he clearly stated that it should be given as one sa'. And we've said that the sa' is a means of measurement by size or weight, by size. And a sa' is made of four mud. And a mud is what gathers in your two hands. So if I do this, this is a mud. The Prophet used to perform wudu with one mud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what type of food should I give out? In the hadith of Ibn Umar, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, it should be either from dates or from barley. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam enjoined it that we pay it for all, whether male or female, whether slave or free. So there is no difference between the genders in paying this zakat. And there is no difference whether it's a free person or a slave. And there's no difference whether it is young or old. The dispute among scholars is regarding if a woman is pregnant. So should I give Zakat al-Fitri for her pregnancy as well? The majority of scholars say no, but this is recommended because Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, the third caliph, used to take the zakat on the pregnancy as well. But it is not mandatory because it is not possible to know whether he is or it is going to be alive after birth or not. And therefore, no rulings follow that. The following hadith, hadith number 176, we need someone to read it.
Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to give one sa' of food, or one sa' of dates, or one sa' of barley, or one sa' of aqit, dried milk, or one sa' of raisins, dried grapes, as Sadaqatul Fitr. And when Muawiyah became the caliph,
and the wheat was there, he said, I think, observe, that one mud of wheat equaled two muds of any of the above mentioned thing. Abu Sa'id said, as for me, I will continue to give it as I used to at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praise and peace be upon him.
This hadith is similar to Abdullah ibn Umar's hadith, but with an extra different types of food. And not only that, Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, at his time, we used to give out Zakatul Fitr, one sa' of food. And from this, the scholars say that it is permissible to give one sa' of what the people in your country consider to be food. So if they consider rice to be their main dish, so give one sa' of rice. If they consider beans, for example, their food, then so be it, and so on. And then Abu Sa'id lists a number of different types of food that you can give as Zakat al-Fitr. He mentioned aqit. And what is aqit? It is dried milk. The Arabs used to take the milk and dry it, and then they can take it with them when they travel. It becomes something or a food that can be taken. Raisins as well. Raisins are dried grapes and dates, as we know. They can be considered to be fruit, but because they have the characteristic of being dried and stored for long times, then this is also zakatable. Abu Sa'id tells us that when Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, became caliph, he addressed the people and said, these types we have, I see in my own opinion that one mud of wheat is equivalent to two muds of these types mentioned. Why? Because at the time, wheat was very luxurious. It was a delicacy. It wasn't easy to find. It wasn't easy to grow. And once you have it, it is very important. And people like to eat wheat or make breads and you know, the usages of it. So Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, said that, I feel that Zakat al-Fitr has to be sa' of everything except of wheat. You can have two muds or half a sa'. This is his ijtihad. Now, is he one of the four rightly guided caliphs? No. So this means that we do not have to follow his sunnah. Though he's a companion, one of the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ, yet when he goes against the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, we stick with the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is exactly what Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said. He said, although Muawiyah said so and so, until today, I will only give one sa'. And this is the right and the most authentic opinion, that you give one sa' of that. Now, when is the time to give Zakatul Fitri? Scholars say it is a must that you give it before the prayer of Eid. If you give it after the prayer of Eid, this is not acceptable. Unlike the prayer of Adha. If you slaughter before the prayer of Eid, your slaughter is not accepted. And if you slaughter after the prayer, it is accepted. So the consensus is you have to give it before prayer of Eid. And they differed, the scholars. Some say you can give it from the beginning of Ramadan. Others say you can give it from the middle of Ramadan. And the most authentic opinion is that you can give it 2 or 3 days max before the end of Ramadan. Because this is the doing of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that we used to give Zakatul Fitri 2 days to 3 days before the prayer of Eid. And this is the most likely authentic opinion, simply because if you come and look at our times now, just before the prayer of Eid is a very little time, and most likely you will not be able to find people to give them Zakatul Fitr. So you will be cornered and you will be stuck with your zakat and you're not able to give it to anyone. Therefore, 2 days to 3 days is permissible. One may ask, what about the rulings on giving it to organization, charity organization or Islamic organizations that take it from the beginning of the month? Yet they say we will only pay it to the poor on the 28th or on the 29th of Ramadan. The ruling is okay because you're giving them power of attorney to give it out on that particular day, not before. So your payment, whether it's in the beginning of Ramadan, in the middle of the year, no problem, as long as they give it out a day or two before the prayer or a day or two before Eid. Now, one would ask and say, what's the ruling on me giving the poor money instead of food? Some scholars say that this is permissible. This is opinion of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on his soul. And they say that this is more beneficial for the poor from eating this food. We have a break. Stay tuned and inshallah, we'll be right back.